All right, welcome to another edition of Green Legion Radio, live from Chickies and Pete, South Philadelphia. If you guys are anywhere in the area, make sure you come on down here. We have an incredible panel tonight, including current Eagles defensive tackle Akeem Spence.
Woo! Woo!
Yeah. Finally a big dog.
Finally a big dog?
Yeah. Wow, you're happy that defensive tackle's finally here?
It's about damn time. does that count as one?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. You count as two right now with the small child you ate before you got here. In addition to that, Robert Velivas producing the show and chiming in whenever he wants to piss me off.
It's fantastic to be here, but what's even more beautiful is Hollis Thomas is wearing a shirt of himself. It's fantastic. I just love it.
Awesome, sir.
If you guys have not seen this available, Diaz, how do people get to the Green Legion store?
GreenLegionShop.com.
GreenLegionShop.com. If you haven't looked and checked out Hollis's shirt, it says
awesome sauce.
With his picture and sign.
Hollis, you've arrived.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that's big time.
Well, thank you.
That's forget 10 years in the league. Forget, like, all you've done.
It's actually 15, bud.
Is it 15 years?
Yeah, you guys traded me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that there was a league that existed outside the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's Dave's fault.
Yeah. I know. It was mostly your fault, Dave.
We had it rolling on Eagles Television Network all those years.
Oh, yeah.
And then it ended.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was cool. Do you still have those tapes?
Yeah, I still got those VHS tapes.
Next to Rob is Eagles insider Dave Spadaro.
Hello, welcome. Thank you. Thank you.
Happy to have you as a guest again tonight.
Thank you.
We're on a roll with you. Again, any Tuesday nights you have free, make sure you come on down.
Thank you. I love doing it. It's a really good time. You guys are great, and the fans have been cool. And, you know, been living through the ups and downs of the first six games.
Yeah, we'll get through. We'll get through. Of course, looking at me, which I don't know why I ever set it up that way.
I don't either.
Your favorite Philly Mike, we know him as Shut Up Diaz. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. I'm happy we have Akeem. This is an important week. It's Dallas week. I don't think you've been here in town before with Dallas week. This is one or two weeks. Like everyone says, you can go 2-14 as long as you beat Dallas both years.
There you go.
Yeah.
We don't want a 2-14
here this
year.
We don't want 2-14.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't let that crap fool you. Just know that Dallas is an important game. It's for bragging rights. There's a lot of Eagles fans in the Philadelphia area that we despise.
Well, yeah, 100%. It's never I'll be honest. Dallas fans in Dallas are sweethearts.
Yeah.
Some of the nicest people you ever meet.
They're welcoming. They say, oh, y'all came all the way down here from Philly.
Y'all
like, no!
Which is the complete antithesis of Dallas fans here in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Can't stand them. But, and of course, number 78 in your program, number one in your heart, 15-year NFL vet, 10 years with the Philadelphia Eagles, Hollis Tank Thomas.
Good evening. Good evening. How's everybody doing today?
Everybody, again, make sure you come down to Chickies and Pete's here in South Philadelphia. Join us for $2.75 Yuengling Lagers all night. Try the Muscles Red if you have not. Again, we haven't got past 10, but October is a great month for Green Legion Radio. Number 10 top sports professional sports podcast on iTunes. That is a big number. That is worldwide.
Professional
sports.
Okay.
Professional.
It's
because I'm here.
It's not just sports podcasts. It's professional sports podcasts. But think about how many people have a professional sports podcast.
A whole bunch.
We're kicking everybody in the...
We do. Eagles Insider Podcast. Catch it on iTunes.
What number is that?
We don't go by these bogus numbers.
He doesn't go by the downloads, the subscribers.
Everybody,
great review.
We have a very good audience.
Please subscribe to us on iTunes or Google Play by searching for Green Legion Radio. Our show is brought to you by our good friends at Miller Lite, Stateside Vodka, right here in Fishtown, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Fishtown area of Philadelphia. I can get it out. I haven't had enough shots of liquid courage yet this evening. Our good friends at Workhorse Brewing understand Hollis was there for an appearance this Sunday.
It was fairly awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it feels pretty good.
We had a good time.
Good, good, good to hear. And he is for hire, as is the Green Legion Radio Show. So make sure you reach out to me at quimby@greenlegion.com if you want to bring us out to your establishment. David Dodge, Chrysler Jeep, and our good friend Mike McVeigh, the Manioc Sport and Social Club, the most social intramural sports leagues in Philadelphia. All the City Fitness Philadelphia locations, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, East Market, as well as our friends across the bridge at Echelon Health and Fitness. Huge Green Legion announcement right now. Echelon is trying to get some brand awareness, and we have partnered up with them until Sunday.
Oh.
If, in fact, you have not signed up for Miami, Echelon Fitness is paying for $200 of your trip if you book a full package. That is airfare and hotel, one of those packages. And they are also paying for a $50 gift certificate for any one of their services. So $250 worth of money back to you if you sign up for Miami. Go to trips.greenlegion.com and put Echelon Health and Fitness in the comments section, and you will get that taken off your bill. Of course, our good friends at 4th and John and Sean Brayson Philly Influencer, and of course, Chickies and Pete's all over, and especially South Philadelphia here. Chickies and Pete's is a proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles and official caterer of the Philadelphia Eagles Touchdown Club at the Link. All right, guys. Well, Hollis, let's do this quick because we got a lot to get to today.
I got you real quick today. Today is October the 15th. It's the 288th day of the year. There's only 77 days left. We're just going to go straight to 1980 when the Philadelphia Phillies were in the World Series. And then George Brett had to omit himself from the World Series. Does anybody remember why Brett had to stop being in the World Series?
Pine tar.
No. He had hemorrhoidal flare-up. Preparation H.
So he was butthurt.
Yeah, he was butthurt. And he got a couple of quick birthdays here. Today is a former Eagle night in 1970, Lonnie Pilati's birthday.
Lonnie Pilati.
I know you remember him.
I remember him.
Yes, and it's also 1943, Penny Marshall's birthday.
Oh.
There you go.
Okay. Went from Laverne and Shirley to one of the best producers in Hollywood.
Yeah, she passed away.
She recently passed away. She was one of my favorite people.
All right, real quick around the league. The Green Legion and all Philadelphia Eagles fans worldwide would like to thank Sam Darnold for putting a little whoop on that ass.
Yes.
Especially considering that we had to deal with a loss and walking out of, well, it's not U.S. Bank Stadium anymore.
No, it's not.
No, it is U.S. Bank Stadium.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm thinking the Gophers.
The Gophers.
Yeah, but
Were you guys the ones doing all the EAGLES Eagles chants?
Of course.
That was great. That was very, really resonated.
It was great. Dome, that's kind of what happened.
That was good stuff. Around
the league again, let's talk about this. The Rams pretty much blow.
Right.
Or
the Niners are good.
The Niners are good.
I don't know. The Rams have lost to Tampa, San Francisco, and they're three in a row right now.
Yeah, three in a row.
Seattle?
Yeah, first time.
Seattle. Was,
yeah.
And Seattle with
a missed
field goal.
Missed field goal, yeah.
Good to see our friends from Swagabomb here as well, Christy and Leah, my neighbors, wearing the Green Legion light-up shirt.
Oh,
love
yeah.
Love that. I didn't even know those things still worked. That's awesome.
Abracadabra.
That's awesome.
Anybody have any thoughts on Houston beating Kansas City?
That was interesting. Let you know that Patrick Mahomes is a pedestrian.
He's human.
And apparently it was not the defensive coordinator's last year's fault for Kansas City that they were getting their rumps kicked.
Because
currently they are last in the league.
With Spags is there now.
Yeah. Spags, you remember, he's responsible for the worst defensive ordeal in history with the Saints.
The Saints, yeah.
Yes.
Dave, you're our insider. I want to get right to a touchy topic.
Sure.
Zach Brown.
Yeah.
Tell us your take. Tell us the team's take. What took place there?
The Eagles just made a decision on a player who they signed to a low-risk, high-reward contract, and they felt that it just didn't fit. He didn't fit in the locker room. Didn't fit in the defense, and certainly didn't help himself with his comments last week, and made the decision to move on. So it did not work out. Zach was available in free agency for a long time and really thought he would fit in at the strong side linebacker position. Didn't work out, made the call quickly. And, honestly, everybody just moves on. Akeem can speak to this. Hollis can speak to this more than I. Every day you walk into the locker room, there's somebody – gone, right? Like it's
right.
Every in and out. People are, so you kind of just worry about your job,
yeah.
And nobody's talking about Zach Brown anymore. He's no longer here. So how do you make it work with what you have?
But exactly.
It was a disappointing, six games with Zach Brown.
And I think. Oh, sorry, Hollis.
What I wanted to say was I watched him throughout the preseason, and I didn't feel like he outplayed the kid TJ. That was just my thinking. I didn't feel like I played
You've been high on that kid
yeah,
forever.
Yeah, I love TJ. And it's like I felt like he was doing a lot more than Zach. And I think Zach was just resting on what he's done in the past. And as we get older, we tend to do that. And it takes something like this for him to wake his ass up and the next time he goes out there to do a lot better.
I hear you.
I mean, he'll get a job somewhere else, I imagine. Yeah. He's had a good career and has more football left in him. But it's a shame because the Eagles, now when you look at the linebacker situation,
right,
no Zach Brown, Nigel Bradham questionable with the ankle injury. So, in theory, for the most important game of the year, primetime Sunday, you got Kamu Grugier-Hill, one of our friends here.
Yep. Green Legion Radio bump.
Yeah, Nate Gary.
Green Legion Radio bump. Yeah,
both of whom are ready to roll.
Yes.
TJ Edwards.
Yes.
Who is a rookie from Wisconsin. And then Duke Riley, who
was
acquired in a trade.
Yep.
And Malcolm Jenkins plays that linebacker role, too. So you got to make do. The D-line has an even more important chore on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys.
And that was a great segue into my next question, Akeem, with what we would probably consider a depleted linebacker core at this point.
We call it a changed linebacker core.
Okay.
Evolving. Evolving.
There's no such thing as depleted. Yes, evolving. No, there's no such thing as depleted in the NFL.
Okay.
Well, I would only say it was depleted if we didn't have TJ back. If you had to get somebody off the street, meaning like off that didn't know your system.
I can play.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying,
no, you can't.
If you had to get somebody that does know your system, then I would say it's depleted, but TJ knows what he's doing, so I feel like it's just evolving.
Akeem, does that put more pressure on the defensive line at this point?
No, you just take it as another game, you know, and then next man mentality is always up, so, you know, we got the guys in the room that can always get the job done.
Yeah, they always think that, I mean, players, I always get asked this question, Akeem, do players lack confidence? Are you losing? I've never met a guy in the NFL who didn't have every bit of confidence.
You have to, right? Yeah, you got to. You study every week. You prepare every week. You're just waiting on your number to be called. And then when your number's called, be ready to go.
Hey, I got a quick question for you, Akeem. Did you start out starting? What round did you get drafted in?
I was a fourth round pick, Tampa Bay.
Man, how is you taking my third segment?
I was trying to get to the next man up. Like, I was asking, was he starting when he first came in, or were you waiting on your chance? Because a lot of times you see cats who talk about, I didn't even get a chance to play. I was like, well, when the coach calls your number, whether it's the first play, or it's the only play, or you get two or three plays, your ass got to be ready.
Yeah. I was actually just thrown in as the starter, so it was just like learn-as-you-go thing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I don't fault Zach Brown for his comments. I think that's
right. Oh, I do.
I think he was correct, though.
Yeah. You know, what do you get out of that?
All right, Hollis, you got something to say on
that. Well, I fault him for it because the guy was already asleep. You can say that afterwards, but if you're not playing well and then you go out there and you stick up the joint again, it's kind of make you look dumb.
I hear you. I hear you. All right, you guys, we're going to take our quick first break. We're going to get back, and we're going to discuss the game, but we're not going to spend a whole lot of time on the Vikings game. Reason?
Yeah.
You know what? Right
it's
now?
Dallas week.
It's Dallas week.
That's it.
Dallas
and
sucks.
You know, we
Sorry.
There's not a single person in the room that has more of a hatred for the Cowboys.
I think
than
it's
Hollis
important
does.
to educate Akeem on the history and the feelings in the city of the Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys, because you know he played in Tampa Bay, whose biggest rival is who?
Atlanta, maybe
Carolina or Atlanta?
No, the Carolina wasn't the Saints.
Probably University of Florida, Florida State.
Oh, the Saints.
The Saints. Barely a rivalry.
Rob, you got something to say?
No, I was going
to
say, so Akeem can grasp how much we hate the Cowboys. Akeem, if Satan was playing the Cowboys for control of the world, go Satan.
Yeah.
So that's how much we hate the Cowboys in the city. It's not bad.
To be fair, Rob is a big fan of Satan as it is.
Satan loves it. I do go to a lot of Slayer concerts.
It's not a stretch.
Don't turn your back on Rob.
Everybody remember, Akeem, Dave, Hollis, they're all up here for your autograph and photo pleasure. So get up here and get your photos, get your autographs, by all means. We'll be back with Green Legion Radio right after this. All right, back here on Green Legion Radio, live from Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. Hey, don't forget, our predecessors on Monday night see a different Eagles player doing live radio shows here in South Philadelphia. Brandon Graham, Nelson Aguilar, Sidney Jones, Corey Clement. Did I say it right? Did I finally get it right?
Finally.
Yeah, make sure you guys come down for the Brandon Graham show here on Monday nights. Also, starting at 6 p.m., $19.99, all-you-can-eat Chickies wings and crab fries.
Woo-hoo!
It's a hell of a deal.
Damn, Skippy.
we're going to make sure we get that special on Tuesdays moving forward.
Hollis, how many wings and crab fries do you think you'd eat?
Excuse me.
I don't know. I slowly eat whatever I want and I enjoy it. I don't count it because I'm a man and I win.
There it is. Hey, you guys, back here live on Green Legion Radio. Dave, want to talk to you about injuries real fast.
Well, Eagles waiting to hear about Jason Peters, left tackle, Nigel Bradham. Not a good sign that they did not return to the game on Sunday in Minnesota, so prepare yourselves potentially.
Will we see DeSean Jackson on Sunday?
That's a long shot.
It is.
Yeah.
You just ruined my whole
thing. Very positive on Twitter today. A lot of DeSean positivity.
And maybe from DeSean?
From the fans.
Again, you cannot rush that injury back. You cannot rush that injury back.
What is his legitimate timetable? That's a question.
I think with this kind of injury, you don't know. You do not want it to become a sports hernia injury, or he's done for the season. Right. And what happens is players come back from this injury a little too quickly, and then they get hurt again,
and then that's it.
So, and then Jalen Mills today. In meetings, tomorrow on the practice field.
He's allowed on the practice field tomorrow?
Yeah.
Not allowed until the 20th.
Nope. He's allowed on the practice field today or tomorrow.
Awesome.
And
they
have a 21-day window to get him ready. I don't know if he'll play on Sunday. It's kind of hard to come back after 1 year.
Sorry.
But work him back and see. What is he doing? What's happening?
What
did I miss?
I said,
Someone just wants some secondary help, I guess.
Rob, what do you have
to
say?
And then Ronald Darby, has a chance. Ronald Darby, a chance to come back Sunday night.
Rob.
No, I was just going to say, do we know the exact injury of DeSean Jackson? Like, what specifically
it's an abdominal injury. No, it's not a sports hernia.
They're not saying specifically what it is.
All right, one at a time, everybody.
Okay, sorry about that.
I remember Dave saying last week that it's not a technical sports hernia.
Correct.
But certainly, if there's a strain or something, like if it's like on the border.
It's somewhere in the abdominal region. I don't really know. It doesn't need surgery. So, hopefully, if it becomes a sports hernia, you got to have surgery. Right. You're done.
What about Avante?
Avante is, I think, probably at least a week away.
Another week.
Yeah. He had the neck brace off today, I heard.
Yeah, running.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, that is a good sign.
Yeah.
Tough kid.
Darren Sproles.
I think he's out for a couple of weeks.
Really?
At least. Still Boston much. Scott up, ready to go.
All right.
But we'll see.
All right, well, let's...
like every team in the NFL. You want to talk about the Cowboys injuries? Can we do that?
Yeah, that offensive line.
No, we're going to get to that in the final segment.
Right. Yeah. Don't try to cheer us up.
Just cut Dave off there. That's not right.
All right, let's talk about the game on Sunday. And we're not going to turn this into a bashing session. You know, we everybody's been involved in the media. Everybody's heard. Everybody's, at this point, I think they've gotten it all out of their system. At this point, hey, all right, let's look at that as part of the learning curve and move the hell on. Because your most important game of the season so far is this Sunday.
Yep.
It was disappointing on Sunday, no doubt. You know, Minnesota jumped out to 24-3 lead. Eagles came back. And they were just too good for the Eagles in every way.
You and I talked earlier today, and we're probably going to continue to debate this. I want to see more of Jordan Howard. I want to see more carries from him. What I see on the field is I see Howard getting the ball on our first possession of the game, running for 7 or 8 yards, whatever it was, and then handing the ball to Miles Sanders. And no disrespect to Miles Sanders. He's a rookie, and they're expecting a lot from him. And Miles comes up with 2 yards, and then you don't see another run for however long it is. I feel like Howard is one of the elite backs in the league that's not getting enough carries.
Oh, God. Holy crap. Sorry. The damn Cowboys fan just walked in.
Uh-oh. See? Uh-oh. There it goes.
Can we ask him out of the facility?
Show's over.
Hollis
is done. Look at this. Look at the mood. The mood just immediately changed.
He broke into a rash.
Some yahoo just walked in with a Cowboys sweatshirt on.
Hollis, we don't make fun of any customers here at Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia.
He's allowed to eat, but he's got to go.
Quimby, at some point, if we have time, can you bring up the vacation story with Hollis?
I did. I don't know if you're talking about it. We did, but so Dave, you're.
I think Jordan's a good back. I think the Eagles would love to run the ball more, but I think they'd like to get a lead and run the ball more. And as you know, getting scoring points early has been a problem. Taking leads early has been a problem. And I'm of the belief that you pass in this league to score points. and then you get a lead, and then you run the football.
How's it work out?
We talked about this all last week.
I know we talked about it, but how's it worked out for us so far?
Well, nothing's working.
I know. I understand what you're saying, but it's this is my thing. It's like when you bring Jordan in, use him. Just use them, but use them to like what you said in the past. Run a little bit, but then use them like you're saying.
Yeah, but once you're down 24-3, you know you can't run the ball.
Well, it shouldn't get to that point.
Yeah. Well, but it does. It has.
Well, you have to assume right now the secondary is not playing up to its potential. All right, and if that's the case, what you need to do is you need to keep the ball out of the quarterback's hands. It's the Tom Brady syndrome. You want to stop Tom Brady? Keep the ball out of his hands.
Quimby, I think they came out and ran the ball three straight times, if I'm correct. Yeah. Right?
They did.
Yeah, and they didn't get a first down.
And they didn't get a first down.
Well, right.
So you abandoned the run there?
So, no. Then the Vikings went right down the field, scored a touchdown. You're down 7-0. They ran the ball in possession number two, if I recall correctly. I'm not sure exactly.
If you want to call it a run, it's like a...
I don't care what. I don't care if you run or you pass.
Right.
Just get first down.
Exactly. And
they're not getting enough first.
Exactly. My only thing with Miles Sanders is get what they give you, and the other stuff, those big plays that you're trying to get, they'll be there later on. But the fact that he keeps running east and west, nobody cares about you running east and west. We would love you to run east and west. As a defense, he running east and west. That means he's not getting no yards, so he's not getting what, a first down.
Listen, man. I'm all for it. Yeah. I happen to love Miles Sanders. I think his talent is undeniable, and I think he's getting a bad rap from Eagles fans who see a few bad runs.
I don't think that.
He's had 30-yard gains in five of the last six games.
Disagree. I want the kid on the field 100%. But I think you need to give the ball to the guy who has historically put up yards.
I think what's missing from the offense is big plays, gash plays.
Yeah, but we agree on that. But you still have to play without your guy who's going to get it, which is Deshaun.
Well, you've got to find other ways. There's other capable players here. Next man up.
Yeah, and it's true, Dave. But the one thing that you're not going to be able to get without digging in there, you're not going to get those gash plays until you roll it up in there. Because I'm not going to give you a gash play if I know you're trying to go for him. If you notice how they're playing us, wide because they know he's not going to run it up in there.
Yeah, I thought the Eagles. So I mean, the Eagles defense. I thought they did a really nice job against the run. Right? We all talked about Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook.
Well, Dalvin Cook. They still gashed nothing.
The Vikings still gashed the Eagles.
Well, because I don't. I'm not going to say anything bad.
Well,
about
no. Let's talk.
I'm not going to say anything bad.
Let's not go there.
I'm not going to go totally there, but this is where I will go. When you have a guy looking in the backfield and his man is running by him, I have a problem with that.
I know exactly what play he's talking about.
It happened twice. I'm watching this, and I'm rewinding it, and it's pissing me off. Why are you looking in the backfield with your man running by you? Well, that's all I'm saying.
I'm saying. Let's talk about the defense.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
Yeah, how you doing, Akeem? Akeem has said about six words since he's been here.
He's got a smile going.
No, let's talk about this, because one issue that we also had was not getting pressure on Kirk Cousins. So, Akeem, based on, you know, you have Malik Jackson out, you have Tim Jernigan out, you have Barnett, who we're still expecting great things from, and he's getting there, but it's still not quite there. What does the defensive line need to do to get more pressure on the quarterbacks? I don't consider the Vikings the upper echelon of offensive lines. As a matter of fact, I think their center is ranked number 32 or 34
rookie
in the league right now. And I know you guys are you know, you're busting your ass to get in there. What do you guys need to do to make that happen? What do we got to do to get more sacks, more hurries, more bad decisions?
We just got to keep rushing, just keep trying to get there. And we got to get the quarterback to hold the ball a little bit longer and, you know, just give us a little bit more time, you know.
It's an overall system. It's not just one individual.
I'm going to give you a little help. Basically, what he's trying to say is if the quarterback hits his fifth step, when he hits his fifth step and the ball's out of his hand, there's nothing you really can do about that. He don't want to say it because he's a team guy. It's like, tell him what you want to say. I'm just saying, because I watched the game and I watched it three times already. So
we just got to keep working, man. Just keep working as a defense, and it'll come together.
Akeem, do you think that – what's the mentality? Are guys stressing or guys frustrated or guys
– guys just want to get back out
get back
play,
on the field,
man,
and get some retribution.
Yeah, man, just get that bad taste out of our mouth, man.
It's no fun. It's no fun to be in that kind of game, is it?
No, absolutely not.
Well, I can tell you the best way to do so, Akeem. Just beat the Cowboys, and that Vikings loss will be disappeared from memory.
Cowboys suck.
There you go.
Gone.
Yes, they do.
Gone.
Yes.
Gone.
There you go.
You guys, we are going to take our next break here at Chickies and Pete's Green Legion Radio. We're going to be right back after this song. Again, you guys, come on up. Take your pictures. Get your autographs from Akeem, from Dave, from Hollis. We'll be back right after this.
All right.
Green Legion Radio live from Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. Don't forget, get your collectible Philadelphia Eagles glasses here only at Chickies and Pete's. This month's glass features offensive tackle, soon to be Hall of Fame, offensive lineman Jason Peters. Make sure you guys get in for that. Anybody want a giveaway? Anybody want some tickets to a Sixers game?
I do.
Diaz, you can't have any.
Excuse me, young lady, may I ask a favor of you? Yep, you. On over here. I need you to pick
a winner.
Golden ticket.
We're picking a winner for the tickets.
Hopefully it's not like last week. It took six picks.
It took six picks.
We're going to get through it.
That's why the podcast didn't go from 10 to 9 in the professional ranking.
And we're still trying to get through, Dave. Last three numbers, 7, 8, 9. Yeah.
Woo! First try.
7, 8, 9.
Wow, first shot.
7, 8, 9.
And they're wearing
six. Ladies, get over here.
Get over here.
Somebody now, hold on a second. Is it two of you? Three of you. All right. We're going to do this real easy. One of you come on over. All right. We're going to get you set up. That means we have a single to give away. All right. Everybody around.
Oh, they have tickets.
What's that?
They have tickets.
Yeah, we're going to get your tickets right now. Okay.
They're going to swap with you.
789. There it is. All right. So.
We're swap tickets with them.
Considering this. Considering it's going to be really difficult to give away a single.
Right.
If anybody wants to go to the game tonight with these three beautiful young ladies, walk your ass up here right now.
We said walk. There's no running in Chickies.
I'm sorry, sir. You have to wait 20 minutes until your food digests.
Give them a ticket.
All right. Sir, I'm going to give you this one. Ladies, I'm going to give you these three and the parking pass in VIP.
Boom.
Compliments of the Green Legion and Green Legion Radio.
Yes.
Do you have three tickets? Could you go grab those for me and bring them up?
Go grab them.
All right, everybody. We're going to continue the show while we wait for the three additional tickets that we're going to give away to the game for anybody that is not going. But now it's time to meet our guest, Akeem Spence.
What is up, Akeem?
Hot seat time.
Akeem is where you talk to most, man.
Okay. He's new to Philadelphia.
Yes, he is.
He is. Don't worry. We're gonna keep him in. We're gonna keep him in suspense. Giggity. All right. 27 years old from, is it Navarre?
Yeah, Navarre.
Navarre, Florida. Yeah. All right. Drafted 100th overall in the fourth round by Tampa Bay, out of Illinois, Fighting Illini. 6'1", 370 pounds.
307.
What did I say?
370.
Oh, I was talking about the guy next to you.
Yeah, my dyslexia, rubbing off.
I'm a man.
Dyslexia strikes again.
There it is. I haven't had enough shots of liquid courage yet tonight. 6'1", 307 pounds. Brother, you are solid.
As a rock.
There it is.
7 years in the league. Isn't that incredible?
It is.
Seven years in the league. Who would have thought, man?
You played for Tampa, Detroit, Miami for a brief stint before coming here. Tell us about the road, man. Tell us how you got to where you are. Tell us what's been your favorite experience in the NFL so far. And tomorrow, or come Sunday, I guarantee it's different.
Yes, it will be. Trust me.
Just favorite experience, man. Actually, just my first time actually stepping into the NFL when I played, started my first game versus the New York Jets. That was like the biggest moment. I was lined up across from Logan Mankins.
Okay.
He was still playing in the league, and it was just like one of those wild moments. You know, that has to be like my most special moment.
All right.
And he might have been the best offensive lineman you ever played against. He was pretty dang good, wasn't he?
Yeah. I mean, Nick Mangold, my fault.
Oh, Nick Mangold, which is even better,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. Nick Mangold. Yeah.
And once again, thank you, Sam Darnold, and the rest of the New York Jets for Sunday. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Akeem.
You're going to pick.
I think what's interesting, while you guys are doing that pick, the culture here in Philadelphia, we talked about this on the Eagles Insider podcast.
Pick another one.
It's totally different than Miami and Tampa Bay, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, around here, is,
one more.
You know, it's all about winning, and you can see that just from the culture, the team, the way they, you know, the way everybody approaches work and business. It's just business-like.
And when fans get emotional, does that – you like that? Bother you even when things aren't going well?
Yeah, because, I mean, that lets you know they care about their team, and that's one thing about the city, you know.
Yeah.
Like, when we win, you know, like the bars, everything's crowded, you know, and
it's great.
They feel it when we lose, you know.
Right. We've got to build it back up, although we have a nice crowd tonight at Chickies and Pete's. It's just and this week and beating the Dallas Cowboys, right, Diaz?
It's the best. I was thinking, you know who you should try and find? You know that old, I don't know, vet stadium, late 70s, 80s, that guy? And he's got the old
we hate
Kelly
you,
Green
Dallas,
he's
right
like,
here at the vet.
Dallas, we hate you. We hate you.
I don't remember that.
It's on all the clips that you want to see. We got to find that guy. He's probably in his 70s now.
And what we also need to find right now is the winner for three tickets if you're not going to the game. If your last three numbers are, 845. 845.
What are you giving away here, Quimby?
The tickets.
The girls' tickets. Awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce.
Okay, 845 going once, twice. Next one, we had three lined up. 7, 8, 8.
78.
Is that you?
Eight.
Oh, no.
They got their own tickets.
They got their own tickets. They pulled their own tickets.
All right, I'm going to do this, and be prepared. If this number isn't called or somebody doesn't claim, whoever comes up and grabs these, it's theirs. 7, 8, 6.
That's pretty damn close to the last
7, 8, 6. All right, we got three tickets to the Sixers game right now. Who wants two?
Two?
You want one?
Wait, these guys, these ladies right here are talking.
All right, I got two.
I told you I had to come up.
Reese,
two,
Bobby.
One. There you go. Ladies, we'll send you to a game next week.
All right. Just come back.
Okay, so
please keep coming back.
By the way, I want to point out there are two very large men on this stage right now.
Yep.
This
is good. Yeah, you're not running through the stage.
No,
no run.
There'll be no running. There'll be no running backs gaining more than 50 yards here in any capacity.
You know, can I talk about
something? Yeah, please.
We were just watching these highs. We were talking about the referees. And Akeem makes a really good point. And you and Hollis talk about what a defensive lineman – back when you played Hollis, what you could do to an offensive lineman, and Akeem, what you are now allowed to do. Like, it's totally different, right? Like, you can't even.
It's night and day, man.
Yeah.
It's
let me give Akeem a couple of things that we used to be able to do that used to be really fun. Used to be able to grab an offensive lineman and hold him. Used to be able to grab him and spin him like a top so he couldn't get to your linebacker. You used to be able to ear hole him on a stunt. You can't hit him inside the head anymore.
You can hit upside. You can't get up in the neck either.
No, you can hit.
Well,
When I say ear hole, that means I can come from where you at and hit him inside his head
with your hand.
Oh no, with my helmet on the stunt.
Oh okay.
Yeah, to drill him on the stunt to get him out of the way. Now what can't you do now?
Yeah, what are you allowed to like? What Akeem? What's it like now? What do they teach you to do?
You can't grab offensive linemen to keep them from going up to the linebackers. You got to try your best to punch through 300 pound men. You got to watch your hand placements when you're trying to rush the passer.
How does everybody feel about that hands to the face so penalty much, against Detroit last night, by the way?
I don't think, Akeem, did you see that?
You see the play last night?
It was in his neck.
Yeah, the V of the neck.
That's
your coach, right?
Exactly. Your coach, it's called a one-arm stab. I know you've been coached that move. And it's one arm is longer than two. He did it perfectly twice. And twice got the Green Bay Packers in position to pretty much win the game.
I'm not going to lie. I've been waiting to play this clip all night, and it's not. It has absolutely no relation whatsoever. But
that's how we get to number 9 professional podcast.
But
when you think of garbage, think of Akeem.
So, do guys sit around in today's locker room and talk about what happened last night? Guys, mention it.
Yeah, guys definitely talk about it. It's just like last year when you had the no wait on the QB rule.
Yeah,
you know, right. Trying to figure out how to sack the QB. So, like, now this is the new thing, you know, how to rush the passer, how to stab him without. I mean, obviously his neck is going to pop back. I mean,
yeah. So what's your target now have to be lower?
But then you get yelled at.
I want to ask you a question about this. So being a fellow big dog, how the hell do you shift your weight when you drill the quarterback? Because I've got penalized. I had Jake.
Well, Hollis, let's not talk about you in recent years.
When I'm talking about Jake, I'm talking about Jake Plummer. but one of my first quarterback hits was on Jake Plummer, and they penalized me for putting all my weight on the quarterback. I was like, what the hell am I supposed to put it?
Yeah, they say you're supposed to break the your fall with your hands.
So man, please. Like,
and then you break your wrists. And,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I would think as a defensive player, one thing that's frustrating from the fan perspective is there doesn't seem any correlation game to game, week to week. You know, you're told what you can and can't do, and then that changes. Also, it seems, you know, if it's on you, Akeem, the instinct, throw the flag. Mm-hmm. And if it's on an offensive player, let it go. But these reviews that we're supposed to be reviewing look, there was a couple plays on Sunday where, you know, the talk from the fan perspective is that Doug just decided not to challenge him because everyone's losing these challenges
pretty
on
much.
Things that you – so what's frustrating, I'm sure, as a player, and it's mind-numbing as a fan watching, is, like, we don't even know what is name the foul, hands to the face, the defensive holding, offensive pass interference. There's no.
I'm still trying to figure out when you can challenge pass interference and when you can't. Can you challenge pass interference if it hasn't been called?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, but the problem is they're not overturning them.
Right.
The overturning percentage is something below 20%.
I get,
so you're just not. They're not doing it. They're gonna let the call stand.
I have something to say about this whole officiating thing. It's supposed to be about the players. Nobody's coming to see the officials. They're worried about their feelings and all, and their judgment. It should be a cut and dry call. We should not have to play up to what they're doing. Guys trained all off season long to come and try to win a championship, and you're telling me that
and to kick ass
and to kick ass. And you're telling me that the fate of the game is decided by some chump in stripes who has an ego problem because he couldn't play. You see it every time. I was talking to somebody. They was talking about don't mess with the ref. You don't want to rile him up. I was like, he's a ref. He's supposed to be riled up. He's supposed to be watching the game. He's supposed to be watching the game and making the proper calls. He's supposed to be the one fair and convenient thing on the entire damn field.
Wow.
You get him? No, but you,
that's
but,
how you
but he's
house.
Right, though. You see these refs where they come over and there's like a bobble and they're freaking out.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you excited? You're the ref. You should not be excited. You're
exactly.
Just you're cool. You're chill. You make your call and
well,
move on.
I'm not going to lie. I do love the fact that any of these referees with 20-plus years experience are now off the field and training.
Yeah, but the one thing that I still hate is the fact that you have to we still have to know who the refs are and what they call and what they don't call. How about you just call the game? Just call the game that you're watching.
Right.
That's it. I don't know.
There was one point in the late games on Sunday. I'm watching Red Zone. There was two games on.
Right.
Both of them were flagged, then flagged. Then we went back over, and another flag, and another flag. We saw four flags, two games on two consecutive plays.
Wow.
It's real frustrating as fans. It's got to be it makes you go crazy, especially if you have a good stand and you stop them or something, and there's some random thing in the
there's this random flag.
Yeah, yeah.
But here's what happens though: the league, the best athletes on the field are on defense,
right?
And the defense will catch up,
right?
And the points will go down, and then the league will change the rules again to give the offense more of a chance to score points. That's what television ratings are through the roof this year. The league is, you know, working toward a new CBA. I mean, business is booming in the NFL, and everybody's talking about the referees.
Interesting. You know why they're talking about it? Because they're horrible. They're ruining the game.
They're ruining the game. But TV, the ratings are up.
Yeah, but soon as somebody else put a better product out there,
who's putting a better product out there?
Okay,
in the NFL?
Somebody's going to put a better product.
No, they aren't.
They've taken away
the XFL.
They've taken away
the XFL.
I love listening to the two of you go at it. I'm not going to lie.
No, it's like when you look at it, they are ruining the game. It's like you got a billion-dollar game and you got these chumps ruining it. It's like, Come on, man. It's like, you don't, because he didn't get a girl.
Did you just do? Did you just do a Stephen A. Smith? Come on, man.
It's like, he's mad because I'm taking his girl to the prom. Come on, man.
I think that's a new podcast, After Hours with David Hollis, right there.
I'm taking your girl to the prom.
Take your girl to the prom. So you're angry. You're going to throw a flag on me, huh?
And you know what? The fans, the ratings are up. The fans love defense, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like offense for our fantasy leagues and all that crap.
If you
like
to watch the Eagles at all in the late 80s, early 90s, if you don't love defense, there's a screw loose.
Yeah.
All right. And I'll be honest with you. To this day, I would still rather watch defense than offense. Not going to lie.
You don't play fantasy football, do you?
I don't play it well.
Hey, Dave, you didn't play last weekend when I just blanked out on the kicker and still beat him by 20 points.
No, you didn't. You beat me by 6.
Dave, you have to get in their league next year. It's quite entertaining.
I don't play, but
come to the draft. You'll
you
love
have
it.
To understand yeah. that yes, that's the audience that they're trying to drive, man. Right. The casual fans are not going to want to watch a 12-10 game.
Well, that's true, but who's the casual fan?
The casual fan make a difference.
Is somebody that never knew football until they played fantasy.
Yeah.
But if you get somebody out there with a bit of testicle fortitude to let these know to call the game properly.
I agree.
I'm just saying, it's like, I do care about the fans, and I care about the fantasy football. But if you call the game properly, everybody would be happy. You wouldn't have everybody talking crap about our game. Is it you're making a mockery. A mockery of our game. It's beginning to be to the point where we don't have – it's not going to be any integrity in NFL.
But I just – again, it goes back to I don't understand why referees have gotten so bad. Are they slow?
I think the speed of the game is increasing.
Fast?
It's funny you mentioned that. On one of the plays last night's game, the dude coming from the sideline, it looked like he was about to hurt himself running from sideline to sideline, Judge, because guess how old he was. It was bad. Yeah. He looked like he had some bad knees.
Did it look anything like Cowboy Joe West landing on top of a New York Mets player?
It looked a little worse than that.
Okay, so enough of the Hollis and Dave show. Let's get back to Akeem.
Come on, man. Akeem here.
He's got his crap fries. That's all you need to be happy.
He's a big dog.
Let's talk about how the Eagles are going to beat the Cowboys.
We're not talking about that yet because we have other things to do. We got a break to come on to, and we're going to actually have to say goodbye to Akeem because he's only here for an hour. But Akeem, I want to know this, and I've asked every player that's been on the show so far. When you're not playing football, what's your favorite thing in the world to do?
Probably for me, be out west snowboarding.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And then Quimby, you're supposed to go, wait a minute, a 307-pound guy snowboarding?
Snowboarding is different from skiing.
Uh-oh, here it goes.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
When was the last time you were on a snowboard?
I've been sledding before. I'm not as risky.
You've been sledding. And you're always in the front. Yeah, we all know that.
Yeah, I'm a sled. So
I'm sled.
But I haven't.
You're the Eric Cartman gold medal winner in the front of the four-person sled.
No, I'm a sled. I find a snowsuit, and I slide down the hill on my back.
Akeem, how did you get into snowboarding? You went to Illinois. They're not a mountainous region.
It's snow in Illinois like nobody's been
there. Yeah, but there's no mountains.
He says going out west. Also, East Coast, Beast Coast there, Akeem, just so you know.
Akeem, tell him about the snow in Illinois.
Well, there's snow.
There's snow. Hollis, tell us about the mountains in Illinois.
You don't have to have any mountains if it's snowing in April.
I'm so lost right now.
How'd you get into it?
How'd you get into it?
Me and a couple buddies that's from Tampa actually took me out to Park City, Utah.
Okay.
And, you know, I tried it for the first time. Hated it.
Really?
I was pretty much falling the whole day. So, you know. And, you know, came back the second day, and I actually went down to Bunny Hill. You know, I got me a new instructor. You know, I had to pay for it. You know, good instructor. And, you know, finally got the concept of curving, and then I just, year after year, I kept going back.
Hold on a second, man. If you come in again, you're going to have a Bunny Hill t-shirt waiting for you.
Hey, by the way, Akeem, mad respect, because that's the only way to learn. You go down the Bunny Hill. The only way.
Hey, I got to tell you, I've learned a lot going down the Bunny Hill in my life, but we're not going to talk about that right now. Anyway, Akeem Spence, we appreciate you coming out, sir. I know you got a lot going on during football season.
I'd like to thank the first big dog.
Kick some ass on Sunday, Akeem.
Yeah, let's beat the Cowboys.
We need you out there.
I'll be down there.
I actually think we're going to have to say goodbye to Dave on this segment.
Yes. Thanks, guys, for having me. Hope to see you next week.
Please, please.
Dave, we need a Dallas win.
Yeah, I'll do it.
A win against Dallas.
I won't spit on the star, and I won't videotape it.
I'm going to spit on the star and videotape it.
Okay.
Everybody, don't forget, here at Chickies and Pete's South Philly, the best away game watch parties. Get the real feel in-game experience right here at Chickies and Pete's South Philadelphia. We are going to come back and talk about how we're whooping the Cowboys' ass for one last segment. You guys, your last chance to get an autograph or photo with Akeem or Dave. Get on up here. All right, back on Green Legion Radio for our final segment. Where's Big Dog? I think he went to the bathroom.
He had to use a little boy's room.
Yeah, yeah. He had to take a piss.
We've got a lot going on right now, but we're going to talk about Dallas and the game on Sunday.
Who?
Yeah. Yeah, we're not all that happy right now. Rexy, you're more than welcome to get up here right now. Time to shine, baby. Time to shine.
There's a lot of people on the panel. We need a Rex eruption.
We do need a Rex eruption.
We absolutely do.
It's been quite some time.
He's got his bouncer he's got his bouncer pose going over there.
Diaz, I need about 60 seconds, maybe 120 seconds to gather some things right here. Why don't you tell us what you think about the Dallas game right now? Your turn to shine, baby.
Nice. Well, listen, this is the good news about last week with Sam Darnold, thank you, is that whether we won or we're in the same spot, you got to win on Sunday. And the Dallas fans online, at least today, I'm sure you guys saw that they're kind of whining about their injury problems that they got. They have two offensive linemen that probably aren't going to be ready. Cooper's going to be out, possibly. Cooper's been killing the birds last year. So
I think Randall Cobb is hurt too, right?
He wasn't even in. Gallup back, and Gallup's a good receiver.
Yeah, he can burn Russell.
Yeah, so, I mean, really, with having Akeem here, we got to get pressure on Dak.
When you think about Rich, think of Akeem.
I mean, every quarterback in the league, if you get pressure on him and you get him in hurried throws, they're not as effective.
Yes.
The one thing that I would be a little concerned with that Hollis, I was lucky enough to watch the game on Sunday with Hollis, and there was a play where someone looked into the backfield when he was on one-on-one coverage. Yep. And Dak has been like almost perfect from play action.
Yeah. And so, you know, the weird thing is
I'm worried about them looking in the backfield, worrying about Zeke.
It was the most horrible thing that you ever would want to witness as a fan and as a player. I've only witnessed it one other time when I was playing with the Saints from Jason David. He was looking in the backfield, and a receiver who has only one touchdown pass in his entire career. And that was it. On 3rd and 19.
Jeez.
Why are you looking in the backfield? Why are you looking in the backfield and your guy is running by you? You think he's going to the snack bar? I'm just saying. Come on, man. And to me, it's a lack of concentration, and I feel like it's a lack of concentration. And as a defensive player, I will feel disrespected if I looked at that. And he should be ashamed of himself. He should be getting on his stuff right now.
I was going to say we had Dave and Akeem still here as well, though. I think the looking at what the Eagles can do better, I think most on both sides of the ball, it's just that concentration. It's like a lack of focus. A lot of drops from guys that we don't really expect from that. You know, it's starting to
pile. And blown coverages, especially like Malcolm Jenkins. I mean, you don't expect that from him.
At least he came out in front. He said it was my deal. And you know, that's all anyone wants to hear. Absolutely. We can move on. You know?
Ownership.
Well, yeah, when you look at it, a lot of times when you look at it, he's probably just taking the blame taking the heat for the
young guys.
It's like, but when you look at it, if you see your safeties down in the damn box, you don't have any help. It's one guy out there. You're out there. What are you looking in the backfield for? If he runs by you, that's your fault.
Yeah, but Hollis, did you hear Malcolm's comments after the game?
It's not for suckers.
I don't really think he covered for much of anybody.
No, he covered it first.
Maybe he covered for Rasul because Rasul's out there at least trying. A guy like Sam Jones who taps out.
What game did you watch?
Rasul's actually out there. He doesn't take plays off, and he doesn't take himself out of the game like Sidney Jones does. That's my point.
Well, while we were doing the show here, and right before the show, the news broke that the Ravens traded for Marcus Peters.
Good for them.
He stinks.
Yeah, I agree with Alex.
He's a player.
No, he stinks. He's worse than what we got. Where's your if you know the Rams lost 3 in a row, right?
Yep.
They were not throwing at Aqib Talib. They were throwing at Marcus Peters.
I think Talib's going to be shut down too.
Yeah.
Talib is shut down.
So yeah. I feel like they feel like they have better backup than Marcus Peters because he's a lot of mouth and less play.
Talib was put on IR.
Yeah, so today, ribs. Right?
Yes.
Ribs.
Yes.
Ribs. Yeah.
I mean, the
but
Rams. Then,
but to what you were saying about Rasul, no, he was the one looking in the backfield. Looking in the backfield, don't.
Yeah, that was the play you were talking about.
Yeah.
But it did look in the backfield. There's no one else behind him.
And it's twice. It was twice.
He got fried.
Toast. It was bad.
Okay, we're not talking about that right now. Okay. We're going to talk about Sunday.
Sunday.
All right, look.
How many people we got going out on Sunday? Green Legion.
503 right now.
503.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a great number.
That's huge.
We appreciate the Green Legion support there. And when we come back, we have 407 in Buffalo right now. And that's before we have 1,856 people going to Miami right now.
Can't wait.
Oh, nice. And our Legion Legends tailgate in Miami.
William Fuller, Fred Barnett, Carlos Emmons, Hugh Douglas, Hollis
Tank.
Thomas.
Awesome sauce.
And do we have anybody else? That was it, right?
That was it.
Yeah. We're in really good shape right there. Anyway, we're gonna wrap the show up right now because we are a little bit over where we're supposed to be. Final thoughts. Michael Diaz.
Final thoughts. I just want a minor correction from earlier. I beat Quimby by 15 points in fantasy this week without starting a kicker. Not 16. Or not 6. So just
you
be
have
clear.
The Patriots defense. You put 28 points up on the Thursday night.
I'm very good at the game, yes.
The crowd looks like they're enticed by that comment.
Yeah. But looking forward to an excellent weekend. Dallas. It's Dallas week. It's a Sunday night. Yes. We've got all day to pregame, whether you're going to the game or not. Dallas sucks. Let's have a party on next Tuesday. Big win.
I'm with you. Hollis.
Well, Dallas sucks, first of all. I hope we go down here and totally destroy the team and destroy the stadium and destroy their will to want to play football. Because I'm getting sick and tired of everybody talking all this crap about their team. So besides that, the officials need to unsuck and start calling the game right. That's all.
Rex.
Officiating is miserable. They need to do something about it.
They need more leadership from the officiating position.
And on the show in weeks, and I'm still getting shit for this.
But at least they're hustling to make bad calls.
Sackmaster.
I'm excited for Sunday night. I'm looking at your rap sheet right here saying, is this a must win? I'm not going to go that far, but it's damn near close.
It is.
It's damn near close. And real quick on the Phillies.
Oh, there it is.
A bunch of bumbling buffoons on Friday afternoon. What an absolute disgrace. I can't believe I'm not renewing my tickets next year. Good man. Amen. After listening to those idiots. It's unbelievable. Stupid.
Oh, my God. Everything changes when Dave leaves. All right, Rob.
Dallas sucks. And people, this is a public service announcement. When you let someone in on the Schuylkill, just give us a wave. Give me a wave. That's all that I ask for. Just do that. Give me a wave. That's all I ask. And, of course, as always, no Rob V show this week. But next week, our head of security here, Rex, will be with me in North Jersey at an expo. And to find out what that expo is, you have to follow me on Instagram and the Rob V show and Twitter because I can't say it here.
You can say it. They're going to Exotica.
Self-promotion.
It's all good. Final thoughts for me. Well wishes, thoughts, and prayers to Connie Pfeiffer, our operations director.
Oh, yeah, Connie. We know you're listening, Connie.
Who got hit in the head pretty hard on Sunday while she was working. She has a concussion. She's resting well right now. For all of us that know her, anybody that's traveling with us, please do not contact her for the next week. She is out of commission until next Tuesday.
Concussion protocol?
Yeah, everything fired towards Marilyn and I. Love her to death. She's very special to me and to us, and we hope she gets well soon.
Good work soon.
As well, from a brother to a sister who is a double mastectomy survivor, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, get it early. Get it caught, kick that shit right in the ass, and let's defeat cancer once and for all.
Absolutely.
Everybody, thanks for coming out to another Green Legion radio show live here at Chickies and Pete's South Philadelphia. We will be back on Tuesday again. Dallas sucks.
Hit it.
TTP.